From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Finance ministers of the group of seven industrialized powers have agreed to avoid resorting to protectionism as they try to pull their economies out of the global economic crisis. The Rome meeting of the G7, the U.S., Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Canada, marked U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner's international debut. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The G7 final statement said the stabilization of the global economy and financial markets remains the highest priority. The ministers also reaffirmed their commitment to act together and to use all means to support growth and employment and strengthen the financial sector. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Secretary Geithner said, "We're confronted with a broader, deeper slowdown than we've seen in decades.
We need to begin the process of comprehensive reform of our financial system so that we never again face a crisis of this severity. This is a responsibility of national governments, but because our markets are global, those efforts cannot be fully effective without much stronger international cooperation."
In the immediate aftermath of the economic meltdown last fall, the United States moved faster than other countries to try to address the crisis. But Geithner said he now noticed a much greater sense of urgency and commitment at the G7 meeting.
"The world economy today is facing enormous challenges, but governments are now acting with greater force and urgency. And these actions are critical to laying the foundation for recovery, and they need to be sustained on a scale that is commensurate with the severity of the crisis."
In the lead-up to the summit, many countries had voiced concern about the Buy America clause in the U.S. stimulus package. Geithner was quick to reassure his colleagues that the Obama administration is committed to rejecting protectionism.
"All countries need to commit to sustain open trade and investment policies. This is absolutely critical to confidence."
The G7 meeting was an affirmation of principles and endorsement of actions already being taken, but it did not provide details on how to proceed, especially on the need to isolate toxic assets and get banks functioning again. Mario Draghi, governor of the Bank of Italy and head of the Financial Stability Forum, said this is the key to resolving the global crisis.
"All this is predicated on restoring the health of the banking system, because if you don't have credit flowing through the economy, even the action of fiscal packages is bound to be limited."
While Geithner did not provide many details of the U.S. bank stabilization plan, he got a good audience in Rome with colleagues who are also trying to figure out how to clean up bank books without committing massive amounts of taxpayers' money. In Europe, there are countries such as Ireland whose government has taken near total control of its major banks, but others are reluctant to embrace the N-word, nationalization. Many European analysts say the key priority now is transparency in order to measure the exact quantity of toxic assets in the global financial system. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.